producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
Sounds like another good day. Another good day hour. It is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friend Kara Schillen here to overview Super Tuesday, among many other things. Did you know there are 13 states that are having primaries today? Well, primaries and caucuses. Those states are Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Georgia, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, and Virginia. Republican caucuses being held in Alaska and Wyoming. So the caucus states are Alaska, Wyoming, Minnesota, and Colorado. One of our territories, American Samoa, they're having Democratic caucuses. Who knew that American Samoa was in on the action? But it is. So what's the question? Can the Republican Party stop Donald Trump? Man, all of the Rubio and Cruz task forces out there trying to find whatever dirt they can. The voters have spoken fairly loudly. It would look to me like this is going to be a day for Donald Trump, frankly. And the more people try to push him around, the more interesting it is to see what the Republican hierarchy is trying to do to get rid of him. And you don't know any more about Rubio and Cruz. They just keep talking about Donald Trump and making fun of him. I saw some video last night of Rubio making fun of Trump in the most inane, childish way. It is like child's play. And then the speculation that to Trump, because he's been up almost 24 hours a day for weeks, is suffering from sleep deprivation. That may be one of the reasons that he is acting as he's acting. Well, whatever it is, it still isn't the best of the best, no matter how you look at this. The only reason that Trump is doing well, in my opinion, is because he speaks to the issues that a lot of people are upset about that nobody else is speaking to. The rest of them are all hacks. They're all paid for. They're all spokespeople for the ones who give money. Yesterday, you may or may not have heard the story about this representative who's introducing legislation to have all of the members of Congress wear jackets. And I don't think this is the first time this has come up. I think I remember this from last year or the year before. Having jackets or some sort of outerwear that puts on it, just like they do in the NASCAR races. Who's sponsoring you? Who's paying you? Who's in your shorts, if you know what I mean? So there's that, and that's probably a good idea given what's going on here. What a bunch of foolishness. Here's reporter Michael Mahoney talking to political analyst Carl Hansen. Hansen says a lot of what happens today will be like the reality show Survivor.
This is as close as the nation gets to a national presidential preference primary. Voters in 12 states, mainly in the South, go to the polls Tuesday.
I think this is kind of like Survivor, you know. This is the island on Super Tuesday, and we'll see if they all make it.
Hansen is a senior associate at the Singularis Political Consulting Agency. Tuesday, more than 800 Democratic delegates, over 20% of the number needed to be nominated, will be selected. Almost 600 Republican delegates are up. That's 25% of their total. Should Donald Trump win big in many of the Super Tuesday states where he is leading in the polls, he could take a complete command of the GOP race. One of his main rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, hopes to win his home state on Tuesday. Florida Senator Marco Rubio's state votes with Missouri on the 15th. Hansen's a Republican consultant, and he says this unpredictable campaign,
if you're doing everything right,
and the launch of political commercials in the Kansas City TV market may help the Kansas caucus and the Missouri primary.
I think it's going to boost turnout even more with all the additional publicity. And we're starting to see, according to our party officials, a lot more phone calls and walk-in traffic and that sort of thing.
888-302-3684, should you want to comment, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, on what is the most important issue for you in the 2016 presidential election. Is it immigration, the budget deficit, the economy, foreign trade, the way government operates, food policy, health care, that sort of thing. What's the most important thing in your mind? Here from CBS, John Dickerson, who is the host of Face the Nation, talked about the top three GOP candidates going into the contest today, one by one.
I think if Ted Cruz, if he doesn't win in his home state of Texas, and the polls show him ahead, that would be deadly. If he only wins in Texas, it undermines his larger argument that he can appeal to conservatives within the party and beat Donald Trump by being the most conservative in the race. Polls show that Republican voters do think he's the most conservative. It's just that's not the criteria on which they're basing their vote. So if he doesn't do well outside of Texas, I think that's a blow to his campaign. And Marco Rubio still hasn't won anything. And so he is a long shot. And if he doesn't show real strength somewhere, maybe even win somewhere, he becomes an even longer shot.
All right. So how's this figure in your mind? What is, and I think this is more important, the most important, I'm looking at these guys more, I'm just reading a couple of more things. They haven't said anything about, I mean, Cruz is a phony conservative, and Rubio is just a phony. So, and they want to take Donald Trump apart. And Donald Trump's not great at getting to the heart and soul of the issue. He'll say, I got to do this, we got to make America great again, all of that sort of stuff. Meanwhile, Rubio and Cruz have asked Donald Trump to let the New York Times make public audio off. This was a conversation that was off the record he had with the editorial board. I'm not sure what they think they're going to find there, but you know, it's the usual stuff, right? Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Donald Trump's son says the Republican Party doesn't like his father because they can't control him. I remember the conversation I had with Eric Trump up in New Hampshire. He said, my father has done amazing things, amazing service, run a business. It's amazing. It is. It's all pretty amazing. The whole thing is pretty amazing. Not just him, but what's going on in the state of the country. It's growing pains, no question about that. So we continue in a matter of moments here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 13 past the hour.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons. I lost my mom to Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's is a brutal reality for more than 5 million Americans. No one knows that better than their caregivers and families who suffer too. Research is needed to find treatments and cures faster. You can help fight Alzheimer's disease by visiting BrainHealthRegistry.org. Brain Health Registry collects vital research information online for free. So do your part. I'm doing mine. Help find Alzheimer's cures faster by visiting BrainHealthRegistry.org.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on the Super Tuesday voting that's going on here in depth in this hour of Good Day. I asked what was the most important issue to you. Let's see how things are shaping up in that department so far. Number one issue, the way government operates in Washington. That's number one. Number two, the federal budget deficit. Number three, the economy. Number four, food policy. Number five, terrorism. Let's see here. Number six, immigration. This is thus far, anyway. Seven, health care. Foreign trade is eight. And I think those are the numbers at the moment. What do you think? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Marcia Kramer. Say it again, Doug. Marcia Kramer. Here to talk about some of the problems Donald Trump had rally. For example, there was a big fight in Virginia at one of his rallies. Let's get that background.
A Secret Service agent guarding Donald Trump chokeslammed a reporter at a raucous Trump rally in Radford, Virginia as tempers flared.
I stepped 18 inches out of the pin and he grabbed me by the neck and started choking me and he slammed me to the ground.
It was a rally where an angry Trump himself ordered protester after protester evicted.
Get out of here. Get him out. Get him out.
At each interruption, an annoyed Trump walked away from the podium to confront the protester with an icy glare.
Get him out of here, please. Get him out. Are you from Mexico? Right smack in the middle of my punchline.
Trump pouted and fumed. Then another protester caught his attention.
Get her out, please. Get her out. Out, 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 out.
Trump dismissed opponent Ted Cruz as Liar Ted and Marco Rubio as Little Marco Rubio. But the protester so distracted him that he never answered Rubio's latest attack, one many consider really below the belt.
He's always calling me Little Marco. And I'll admit, the guy, he's taller than me. He's like 6'2", which is why I don't understand why his hands are the size of someone who's 5'2". Have you seen his hands? They're like this. And you know what they say about men with small hands? You can't trust them. You can't trust them.
With 13 states holding primaries or caucuses, the strategy of the other candidates was to try and stop the Trump juggernaut. They attacked Trump for not denouncing supportive comments from former Ku Klux Klan member David Duke.
How are we going to grow our party with a nominee that refuses to condemn the Ku Klux Klan?
Donald Trump refused to disassociate himself and condemn white supremacists. Every day it's another thing.
In my view, racism and bigotry has no place in politics.
Trump now says he didn't hear the question.
I'm sitting in a house in Florida with a very bad earpiece that they gave me, and you could hardly hear what he was saying, but what I heard was various groups, and I don't mind disavowing anybody, and I disavowed David Duke.
This, as an anti-Trump PAC, started running ads to highlight what they call Trump's disturbing affection for anti-American dictators.
You know, whether you like Saddam Hussein or not, he used to kill terrorists.
CBS News' Bob Schieffer thought things were bad enough after last week's ugly debate.
I thought things couldn't get lower than they'd already reached in this campaign.
Marco Rubio also needled Trump for having his clothing line made in China and for lawsuits alleging his Trump University real estate school was a scam.
Okay. Here's correspondent Maurice Dubois reporting on a court case that's scheduled to take place today in New York on Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz is facing a primary court fight in New York. A judge will hear arguments made a lawsuit over Cruz's appearance on the primary ballot. Barry Corman and William Gallo raised the issue, saying the Texas senator is not a natural-born citizen of this country. Cruz was born in Alberta, Canada. His mother was a U.S. citizen living over there, and his father was a Cuban native.
All right, the Dark Act in the next half hour of the Good Day program. If you're up to date on that, or if you're not, either or those two things will be in our focus. Up to date, we'll bring you up to date. I'm Doug Steffen.
OT.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is joining us now. His website, drhoffman.com, full of fantastic things in his Intelligent Medicine newsletter. And so as a New Yorker, a big city, I'm sure you hear from your patients about Zika and whether they ought to be afraid or not. There are 14 new reports of the virus being transmitted by sex here in our country, including to pregnant women. I can't believe people are this stupid. After all of the information that's screaming from everywhere, people just don't. I mean, maybe this is why there's so much of this, Ron. I mean, that is the. I'm decrying how much time is being spent on this, but in this circumstance, maybe it's warranted. What do you think?
Well, you know, this is a big public health experiment because it's a new disease. It may affect 30 to 40 million people in the Western Hemisphere by the time it's over. And we don't know what the implications are in terms of pregnancy. It's actually not been entirely established conclusively that the Zika virus is responsible for these terrible birth defects, microcephaly, small-headed babies with intellectual impairment.
Yeah.
But it's likely. It's also associated with paralysis in a very small number of cases.
Mm-hmm.
Usually people get it, and they may have a mild fever or rash or have aches and pains. So they know they have it, but it's relatively mild. The new thing is that it may be sexually transmitted. So here's an interesting wrinkle. Can you imagine a scenario in which a man who has gone to part south to the Caribbean returns and is refused in terms of having sex with a woman up here in the States?
So she wants to have sex with somebody. Yeah, yeah. And the guy says no. You were just in Brazil.
Or vice versa, because, you know, the woman may say, no, you have to wear a condom because I'm afraid that you might transmit Zika to me.
Uh-huh.
The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, already has advised travelers to be aware of the risk and recommends that men who've traveled to Zika-affected zones should use a condom if they want to be absolutely sure they don't infect sex partners.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a whole new wrinkle on the, shall we say, the Tinder scene. You know, ask, part of the questionnaire is, have you been to the Caribbean? Have you been to Haiti? Or have you been to Venezuela? Mm-hmm. I won't have sex with you. Let's move on to the next eligible candidate. It's quite a weird scenario. And then, of course, we're in the middle of winter here, and we don't know what's going to happen once the mosquito that transmits this virus inevitably moves north to parts of, at very least, the southern United States, and maybe all up and down the eastern seaboard and into the Midwest. This is the prospect that we may be facing this summer.
So you're not poo-pooing this?
No, I'm actually not, because, look, usually, they wave their hands and they make a big deal out of this, and people in the field of public health are in the business of raising alarms. That's how they garner power and authority and money, and that's how they develop expensive new vaccines. This may or may not be the terrible specter that they're making out to be.
Well, there are a lot of people who were thinking that this was a play on, somebody's part to get more vaccines. I'm looking at these, looking at pictures of these mosquitoes. I know, of course, who's going to know by looking at a mosquito whether they're, who looks at a mosquito?
Right.
Are
you a good mosquito or are you a bad mosquito?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah. So, but I think there's a lot of rumors to this versus what's fact. I think that's always what's difficult under the circumstances.
And there's even a conspiracy theory that the whole thing is a cover-up for the fact that Monsanto, or a company that was affiliated with Monsanto, sprayed an area with very dangerous pesticide, and the pesticide is what's causing the birth defects.
Yeah.
I'm a little skeptical of that conspiracy theory.
Even though you're not a big fan of Monsanto.
There's something real behind the Zika outbreak.
Yeah, I think there's enough time that has elapsed that we can give it some credibility that concerns about. Thank you. Dr. Ron Hoffman, check out his website, drhoffman.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Matthew Desmond is a Harvard professor, sociologist, and recent MacArthur Genius Fellowship winner who's written a striking account of a severe and rapidly developing form of economic hardship in America. Entitled Evicted, his new book is a portrait of a widespread and worsening housing crisis and the devastating consequences for families that fall behind and lose the very roof over their heads.
If you move to evict a tenant in a court, you serve that tenant with papers and the tenant gets a court date. Most tenants don't show up for court, and there's a lot of reasons why, but a big reason is because they have no access to a lawyer in civil court. When I was spending time in Milwaukee, I met landlords that forced families out of their properties through a whole lot of means other than the court. So one of the landlords I met told me that for every eviction he does that goes through the court, there are at least 10 that don't. And what he liked to do is pay a tenant a few $100 and let him use his truck to move out. But I also met landlords that did things like removed your front door or short-circuited your electricity and cut your lights off. There are 101 ways to evict a family that don't involve serving them papers or going in front of a judge or a court commissioner. And so I started calling these informal evictions, and I did a lot of work to try to capture these statistically through the survey. And what I found is that the majority of forced moves in the city of Milwaukee are not formal evictions that go through the court. They're not foreclosures either. They're informal evictions that occur in the shadow of the law without any kind of due process.
That's Harvard sociologist Matthew Desmond on his powerful new book entitled Evicted, which has just been released. Want to get involved? There's more online at justshelter.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day programs, we enter March 2016. It's March 1st. Today, the Senate is scheduled to decide on the DARK Act. DARK Act because it's been dubbed Denying Americans the Right to Know Act. The actual name of the bill, I love this, the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. It is neither safe nor accurate. It is about food, though. This is one of those bills that is bought and paid for by Monsanto, by Dow, by DuPont, by Cargill, ADM, all the people that want to make sure they're feeding you all of the junk and the crap and things. Some of it isn't bad, but the idea here is to know for your own sake and for your ability to make a decision on your own, choices, food choice. One of the big issues, I was going through some more of these stats. I asked you to tell us what the most important issue is for you in the campaign. And farm and food policy is right up there because of the attention now being focused by so many different people. Here's a fellow named Peter Thiel, who co-founded PayPal with Musk. He posted a video to his YouTube account about the this bill, the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, and GMO foods in general.
What they want to do, guys, simple. They want to put GMOs on the shelves, and they don't want you to know about it because they know if you do know about it, you will not consume it. You will not buy it. So the FDA here recently came out and approved these apples that don't brown. They are GMO. Messing with the enzymes. And it's a real deal, guys. They're out there. So, if you're wondering, ever in the future, it's always wise to slice that apple, let one sit out of the batch, and see what happens. It browns after a little bit, cool. It doesn't. If it stays perfectly fine, like a McDonald's cheeseburger after 20 years, then you've got problems.
So, and if you want to eat that apple, that's great. You want to eat McDonald's hamburgers, that's great too. But shouldn't you be able to make a choice? This is America. Make the choice. Have the information. And these son of a guns, they named the bill the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, which is such a lie. I don't even like that word, but it is. It's a complete lie. Peter Thiel goes on to talk about how important it is to get this information out, to share it, and to contact your senators today, because the vote in the Senate is scheduled to take place today.
This Monsanto Dream Bill returning to the forefront to block GMO labeling forever. And that's the key. Forever. Once this door shut, there's not going to be going back and trying to do anything here. This is what they're warning. Knowledge is power. Share this info with others if you care. Because if people don't start to make moves, it's just going to go down the tubes.
Here's Mike Adams from Natural News about, this is an explanation. If you haven't heard me talk about this and what it does, basically I've already summarized it here today. It keeps you from being able to make a choice. It's insidious. It's dirty. It's the dark act. Here is Adams from Natural News.
It would outlaw state-level GMO labeling mandates, such as the one that was passed in Vermont. Now, the Vermont law kicks in July 1st of this year, 2016. And so the U.S. Congress is being strong-armed by Monsanto, or influenced, or paid off, or whatever you want to call it. Bribed is probably a better term. To hurry up and pass the DARK Act to outlaw GMO labeling nationwide so that no one has any idea whether they're eating GMOs or not. This is how evil the GMO industry is. They say on one hand, oh, GMOs are so wonderful that they're going to feed the world and they're all so good for you and perfectly safe. And on the other hand, but we don't want anybody to know that you're eating them. Well, if they're so good for you, and so wonderful and so nutritious and so safe, wouldn't they want to put made with extra GMOs on the label? I mean, wouldn't they be happy to put GMOs on the label? Now, with 25% more GMOs, hurry up and eat it. Feed the world, starting with yourself. That's what the label should be on the GMO box of cereal or infant formula.
Wow. I didn't think about it that way, but there it is, huh? 888-302-3684. Here's Xenia Lanadau, who's a reporter in France. She talked about a farmer there who won a major court case against Monsanto yesterday in France.
A victory for one farmer who took on an industrial giant. An appeals court in Lyon confirmed Monsanto was responsible for damaging Paul François's health, upholding the initial decision by the district court. The grain grower had neurological problems after inhaling the U.S. firm's weed killer Lasso in 2004. He says he suffered memory loss, headaches, and stammering, and accuses the company of failing to provide adequate warnings on the product's label.
A giant like Monsanto is not above the law. I dedicate this victory to all my colleagues, to all those who are sick or have died, because farmers have died from pesticides here in France and elsewhere. This demonstrates how far these firms can go to sell their products that put us, farmers, and maybe others, in danger.
Monsanto's lawyer said the company would now take the case to France's highest appeals court.
One should not be mistaken about the fundamental meaning of today's decision. This is about a case of an accident. It is not about whether or not Mr. François can obtain compensation for the normal use of and exposure to the product, Lasso.
Lasso has been used since the 1960s, but was banned in France in 2007, following similar decisions in other countries such as Canada, Belgium, and Britain. Monsanto phased out of Lasso in the United States a few years ago, citing commercial reasons. It's not the only Monsanto herbicide accused of being harmful. The WHO's Cancer Research Agency has said a key ingredient of the firm's best-selling weed killer Roundup could cause cancer.
All right, so for those of you who are aware of me, my background, I'm a dairy farmer, just for being a broadcaster, been around cows all my life, been farming all my life, and I have rejected the use of any of this stuff, never have used it, don't use chemicals on my farm, that sort of thing. That's my choice, that's my preference, that's the way I want to run my farm. Everybody wants to do things their own way, that's swell, as long as you have all the information. A lot of my agrarian buddies don't like the fact that I'm as outspoken as I am against Monsanto and their ilk, because I don't believe, I believe for myself that I want to have this stuff around, I make my choices based on what I know. The fact that you have this bill, which would keep you from knowing, is what my real gripe is here. Never mind. But the first is that you ought to be able to choose. The second is that the actual name of the bill, the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, is a damnable lie. And the third thing is that these people are so insidious, that they are so corrupt, and they have so corrupted the system. And many of the senators, I mean, the guy from Kansas, Roberts, who's so out there on this, it's so obvious. And many of the farmers in Kansas, big grain farmers, think that Monsanto is terrific because they can grow more stuff. But what are you growing? Again, the information isn't necessarily always as pluperfect as you might like it to be. So there is, if you'll pardon the pun, a lot of food for thought involved in this. Please contact your senator today. I have two in each state. If you go to DougStephan.com, or actually go to the Facebook page, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day. We've posted the bills, and we've posted the information about how you can be in touch with your senator. Call. That's the best. That's the real, that's the only thing that makes any difference. The rest of the stuff gets ignored. Call the offices of your senator and tell them that you do not want the DARC Act passed because you want to be able to choose what it is that you put in your mouth and put in your body. That simple, that American. All right, moving along. Scott Kelly, astronaut up in the space station, due back on Earth later today after spending almost an entire year in command of the International Space Station. We'll talk about that and some of the really interesting interviews that he's done in the past couple of weeks. That's up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream, America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
You have questions, we have answers. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Do you want to look back on your life and realize you barely looked up from your phone? Coach Marshall Goldsmith.
It's very easy to get trapped into this sort of media addiction, where we are constantly barraged by triggers to take us away from where we want to go. We all have something called the monkey mind. It's like a monkey swinging through the jungle from vine to vine. The internet, it's amphetamines for the monkey mind. You go online, you're going to look up something that's going to take maybe 5 minutes. 3 hours later, you're still online, and you have no idea why you started in the first place.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
46 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. What a wonderful story. Astronaut Scott Kelly due back on Earth later today. He spent almost a year up there. He turned over command of the space station earlier today.
Change of command ceremony on the space station means a number of things. One thing it means is that some of us, guys in the black shirts here, are going home tomorrow, which, of course, is always bittersweet when you leave this incredible place. A really smart person said to me one time, teamwork makes the dream work in spaceflight. And spaceflight is the biggest team sport there is. And it's, incredibly important that we all work together to make what is seemingly impossible possible. So with that, I would like to relinquish command of the International Space Station to my friend and colleague here, Tim Kopra.
All right. To Scott, Misha, and Sergey, thank you for the camaraderie and the friendship. It has been a pleasure to work with you guys, and you've made our experience here so great, and we're very, very thankful for that as well.
All right, so here's Scott Kelly talks about what he thinks was the most significant thing that he accomplished during this past year.
Well, there's still 10% of the time remaining, so I don't... I'm trying not to look at it like it's over. So hopefully, things will go smoothly from here on out. We absolutely accomplished an incredible amount of work, both on the U.S. operational segment here and the Russian segment. The Russians actually have an EVA going on next week. So, we still have some very critical activities to do. But I think by and large, our time here has demonstrated, not only the capability for us to stay in space for a long time and to do well, but also the capability of the ground teams to support us and the systems that keep us alive and the resupply, and do this in a way that is forward thinking towards a potential flight to Mars. But I think it's been a great success and a real privilege to be a part of it.
It's really interesting. This is an interview NASA did with him a few weeks ago, talking about what he still had to do. But listen to the measure of his voice, how steady it is. It's like he was your next door neighbor. Here he talks about how he spent his time so he wasn't counting down the days until going back to Earth.
I think I did a pretty good job at it. There's certainly a lot left in my tank to do some stuff if I need to amp up the level of effort here in the next month or so. So I do think I kept the appropriate amount of reserve. I'm not climbing the walls to get out of here, although I do really look forward to returning to Earth for many reasons. So I think I've done a pretty good job. The downside of that is now I have a little over 30 days left, and there's a lot of stuff I didn't do that I feel like I have the capacity to do now, like personal things that I kind of set aside and consciously didn't do because I was managing my fatigue level. So the advice I would give to future folks is and future people is put a lot of thought into it, because a year here is a really, really long time.
So, yeah, whether you commit yourself to this sort of thing, never mind the year up on that. Can you imagine it's going to take 2 years to get to Mars with present technology when they actually go out to do that? So he's riding back today on a Soyuz, the Russian Soyuz space capsule. He said that's kind of a cool thing. What's really frustrating about it is that we had all the tools to continue to do this, and politicians and bureaucrats decided to kill a lot of the funding for the space program. But they're starting with some new things, so that's a good. Let's look forward. It'll be interesting to see how this guy continues his career. Scott Kelly coming back from the space station. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.
Oh, always love my friend and yours, Warren Eckstein's theme. You know what? I've never actually heard the beginning of your program. Do you have listened to you? Warren does a weekend pet show. Been on the air for now. This is his 83rd year. It's a superb program. As you can tell by how long he's been around. I don't know whether you use that as a theme though or not. Is that where do we get that music? I have
no idea. But
really,
a rich find because we have a whole different theme we use on the show.
Why don't we just use the theme you use on your show?
Hey, I'm only the talent.
No, all right. So, find whatever it is that you use on weekends for Warren's show, and that's what we should use for the theme. This is silly. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there are a number of things, including our poll of the day today, which gets you to focus on your pet and your relationship with your pet, training your dog in focus up next here with Warren Eckstein on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 56 minutes after the hour. Warren Eckstein is here. Our video of the day today at DougSteffens.com is from listener Janet. She found this cute compilation video of dogs that have trouble figuring out how to go up and down the stairs. So I think she trains her. I think that sort of thing, when you're a puppy, is just because you're awkward, not because you don't know how to do it, right?
Well, the people try it backwards. The first thing you need to do is teach a dog to go up a step before you try to teach a dog to go down a step. They don't understand the concept. So you start out by sitting on the bottom step with the dog, let him go down one step, after a day or two, go up to the second step, gradually build his confidence, you'll have no problem. But all of a sudden, people assume that if they put the dog at the top of the steps, he's going to figure out how to come down.
Uh-huh. All right, that's cute. The poll at DougSteffens.com asks, when you're training your dog, which took the longest, getting them housebroken, learning to use the stairs, learning their name, other, I've never owned a dog, getting them housebroken. You know what? I never had a problem with Charlotte. She just knew that she wasn't supposed to go in the house.
Well, you know, some dogs are automatically like that, but there are certain dogs that have been confined in kennels and get used to being around their own mess, and therefore it's easy to housebreak them. But the big problem is people try so many different things. If the dog has an accident, they'll take the dog over to the accident. They'll say, bad dog, phooey, what did you do? Wait till daddy comes home. But if you take the dog over to an accident, all you're doing is telling the dog it's bad to have an accident in that location. Yeah. It's not the act of having the accident. Yeah. So it's very easy. There's not a dog in America that's healthy that cannot be housebroken in 12 to 14 days.
Yeah. I just remember when older Charlotte was incontinent a bit, and every once in a while she couldn't hold it, and I can remember her, you could feel it in her how she didn't like the fact that she had done a business in the house. It was just
they get embarrassed. You know, I talked about that, and people thought I was crazy, Doug. No. But dogs and cats do get embarrassed.
Yeah, right.
And the hardest thing is getting people over describing their dog's accidents, the terms they use. Yeah. Like my dog, Rainy Rained in the Living Room, or left me a gift.
Yeah, right, yeah. There's a story in the Better Living Box today at DougSteffens.com from your blog about these prison inmates that are knitting sweaters for shelter dogs. It's on the Pet Show's Facebook page. What a great idea.
I'm in a fight right now in a major battle with a shelter here in Southern California that refuses to let the animals have blankets in their kennels. These are dogs and cats that are waiting for homes that were abused, and they're freezing and they're cold, and they refuse to have blankets there because it's too much work for them to wash them.
Morons. Well, then they should nobody should support them then. They are not to be supported, period. End of story. There was a Canadian cat cafe. That is a cafe where they held adoptions for cats. And they've had to close temporarily because they don't have enough cats for people to adopt. I suppose that's a good problem, right? Story.
That's a great problem. I think more of those cafes should open up, more cats should find homes, even do a dog cafe.
I think having a dog cafe would be a swell idea. And what a perfect place where you are and I am in Santa Monica. That's a great place for that sort of thing. All right, Warren. Thank you, Warren Eckstein. ThePetShow.com is his website.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.